So I'm joined by Richard Kelly and Jim Sheridan, former Fun Harps players and men who have huge associations with Fun Harps Football Club. Richard, I'll come to you first of all. You were part of the first team. Didn't go to plan back in 1969 on the opening day of the season where we lost 10-1 to Shamrock Rovers, but we'll discard that. But what happened after that? A lot of special memories for you.
I think that's right. I mean, I think people wrote the players off after that. People wrote Fun Harps off. They said, you know, this team's not going to survive. These people shouldn't be allowed into senior football. But I think that was to not to recognise that the particular players who beat 10-2 had a lot of skill. It was just maybe our approach to the game wasn't as it should have been, because later on we were able to play comfortably in the League of Ireland using, in the main, those same players. And of course then Brenton Bradley joined us later on. And of course, as you know, Brenton's the top goal scorer of all time in the League of Ireland. Fantastic finisher. And Jim came in as well, Jim Sheridan. And Harps assembled a strong side that within 4 or 5 years had won the FAI Senior Cup and had won the City Cup and was challenging for the championship. You know, and a lot of the players that played early on in that were still involved in that. Yeah. So the talent was there. It was a difficult time, mind you, for to be beaten 10-2 is demanding something of the character from the players to keep at it. And of course, as well as that, the troubles had begun. A lot of the players were living in the midst of conflict in Derry. There was riots on the street. And Fun Harps trained in Derry. So it was, it was a difficult time, but it didn't unnerve the players in any way. Harps kept going, and the side survived. I'm not surprised that 50 years on, Fin Harps are still in full cry. And as we heard a moment ago there from one of Fin Harps officials about all the underage teams they have now and the huge commitment it is, and yet they're managing to keep that commitment. And I do think there's a lot of fans out there who down through the years have supported Harps as well. There's a hard core of people who like the business of having a Donegal team in League of Ireland football, and I just wish that more of them would come out, because the more they come out, the more they make it easier for Fin Harps to run their senior football club and also to develop all the young players in Donegal who want to play, graduate towards senior football. And there is a lot. And I think Fin Harps have brought a great lot to Donegal soccer. And I have much admiration for all the directors as well, and people at different times who pitched money in, and people would say that was mad, putting money into that. But it wasn't. It was keeping the county's name in lights across the island of Ireland. It was increasing the prospects of youngsters getting the chance to play football. And I think it meant that people in Donegal could feel proud of their football team. They won the FAI Cup and they've been in Europe 3 times. And there's a lot of senior football teams in Ireland can't say what Harps can say, Jim. Yeah.
Jim, just go to you. Special times back then, different era of football. It was back in the day when you had thousands at Finn Park and they turned up to matches. But some great memories back in those days for you. You weren't there at the start, but you came along a short time after, and you were part, of course, of that successful team that won the cup and came close on a few occasions to winning a bit more.
Well, as I said there already, I went into a team that basically I knew a lot of them anyway. And a lot of those fellas were part of the team that were beaten 10-2, which I have already said surprised me, because they had plenty of ability and capabilities. Unfortunately, I just think that on the day it just didn't work out. But after that, I think their results that particular year bears out what I'm saying. Basically, to finish mid-table, having beat 10-2 in your first effort, was some achievement on its own. So basically, I was lucky to be a member of that team. And I was lucky as well up to a point that a good friend of mine, James Nicol, was the captain of Fin Harps, and I never would have been the captain. That didn't worry me, by the way. I went up and I took the toss. And I handled things a little bit, but every one of that team was a captain, because they were all well capable of playing on their own, senior footballers, and they knew the story, and it was a pleasure to be with them. It would be a pleasure to be working under Patsy at that time as well, and definitely I consider myself lucky. I had a great 13 years up there, and as Richie said, I suppose when you trot out the achievements, and you know they're not trotted out too often, but basically we did win the cup. We won the Dublin City, was the Dublin City Cup it was, and we were runners up in the league on three occasions, runners up in the League Cup on three occasions, played in Europe on four occasions, not always with success, mind you, but we did play anyway. And you'd have to ask yourself how many teams from the in the League of Ireland have played in Europe four times in 10 years, and at regards of what competition. So it was a great time to be there, and I was privileged and lucky to be there.
Okay, well, what about this modern Harps team under the management of Ollie Horgan? Is doing gallant work up there. He's doing fantastic work. It's not easy in the top flight football, Richie, as you know. But Ollie Horgan, what's your assessment of how he's going so far as manager and with this young team that he has?
I think Ollie Horgan and Paul Higgerty have done tremendously well. I agree with you. It's not easy in senior football. Senior football is a game far removed from anything that's played below it. And of course, where players get paid, that makes a big difference as well, because the winning is important and the competition becomes more ruthless. But Harps, I think, have done quite well. I have great admiration for Ollie and Paul because I know the real difficulties of trying to survive in a Premier League in which a lot of sides have a lot of money and Harps haven't as much money. And yet they have managed, as I was saying earlier when we were talking earlier to the press at large, they have managed to keep Harps. They brought them up from the lower division. I have a feeling that they can survive the drop. I think they can do that. And I've only seen the side play two or three times this season. But every time I see them play, I think they're organised. I think Ollie and Paul know what they're about in terms of the way the team should play. And I think they have enough players there who know about the senior game and they have a lot of stuff about them. So I was surprised at the way they're playing. And I think that's down to Ollie and Paul. They have done a fantastic job. And for anybody that's in football, you ask the junior manager what it's like to put together a team of senior footballers to take on the Shamrock Rovers of this world in the Dundalks, and guys who are on the edge maybe of going to play in England and places like that. I'll tell you, that's a big challenge, and I think Harps have met that challenge.
Yeah. Finally, Jim, confident that Ollie can keep them up?
Yeah, I would endorse everything that Richie has said. I'm very confident, particularly the results prior to the Dundalk match. I have said what happened in Dundalk, in my opinion, basically 1-0 down, still in the game, a man sent off, hadn't a prayer in Dundalk, and let's be blunt about it. So I expect that was only a blip, and I expect that Harps will get back to winning ways on Friday night, and hopefully that will it'll open a wider gap between probably the teams that are below Harps, and I'm very confident they will survive. And again, as he has said, I would also like to pay a great tribute to Ollie and Paul Higgerty, who are doing great work with limited resources.
Okay. Gentlemen, lovely to talk to you. Thanks for speaking to Highland Radio Sport.
Thank you.